Hello everybody, in today's Knot Daily, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 135. We now begin the last 15 chapters of Tehillim. This chapter has 21 psukim in it. The Yerushalmi in Psachim 5:7 brings. The next two chapters are known as Hallel HaGadol, the Great Hallel, which are to be said at the end of the Pesach Seder, after the shorter Hallel, known as the Hallel HaMitzri, Egyptian Hallel, which are Prakim 113 through 118. Although the halacha is we only say the next chapter at the end of the Seder, Chazal instituted we say these two prakim together on Shabbos and Yom Tovim during the Psukei Dezimra. The Sfarno explains this chapter is to be sung during the times of the final redemption, during the period of the returning of the exiles, when all of Am Yisrael will reunite as one body in our homeland, Eretz Yisrael. At that time, God's full name will be pronounced, evil will be eradicated from the world, and God's sovereignty will be complete. Certainly, we have what to be happy about, given we're bearing witness to the process of the Messianic era, watching Jews one by one from all across the four corners of the earth return back to Eretz Yisrael to settle the land and rebuild the ancient ruins of old. Now for the parak summary. This parak relates to the joy and happiness we'll feel when we're standing in the courtyard of the house of Hashem. We'll recognize how Hashem was in control of the Jewish destiny of our nation and how God was behind the scenes in every detail of our lives. The miracles in Mitzrayim weren't only for the Jews to see God. The miracles were equally as important for the Egyptians to see and recognize the omnipotence of the Creator. It's important to point out we see and get a glimpse into the universalist nature of the Torah here. God is not only for Am Yisrael, but ultimately Hashem's true desire is for everyone on earth to recognize Him. Ultimately, mankind will see the things they found meaning in life were worthless. These items have mouths but can't speak, ears but can't hear, and eyes but can't see. The only thing people will find meaning in and true value is in connecting to God. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 5, it says, Ki ani yadati ki gadol Hashem v'adoneinu mikol Elokim. For I know God is great, that our God is greater than all gods. Rabbi Nachman explains in Sichas Haran that David was saying, Ki ani yadati, I know. I specifically know how great Hashem is. My relationship with Him needs to be so deep, so real and vibrant that only I know the truth of it. Nevertheless, my relationship with God is ever-changing and therefore cannot be expressed in words. I couldn't even express it properly to myself as it subtly changes from moment to moment. May we merit a true, deep, and meaningful relationship with God, one that's alive. We cannot copy anyone else's relationship. Then we'll say like David HaMelech, Ani yadati ki gadol Hashem. I know how great and big God is. Stay tuned to the next episode of Knot Daily. We'll be moving on to the second chapter in Hallel HaGadol, Tehillim Perek 136. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.